Chapter 2. Antichrist Portrayed Before His Birth. It is somewhat remarkable that the clearest, fullest, and most lifelike description of the Antichrist we possess is that which was given of him before he arose. The papacy, if we may be allowed to anticipate what it will be the object of the following pages to demonstrate, the papacy has been 1,200 years in existence, and during all those centuries it has been one of the main actors in the world. Neither time nor opportunity has been lacking to it for the display of its spirit and aims. The record of its deeds lies open to the world, and he that runs may read it, and after so long, and may we add, so dismal an acquaintance with it, it might be supposed that we should now be able to give a fuller and truer description of it than any that could possibly be given before it had come into existence. Yet no, incomparably, the most lifelike portrait of the papacy that exists is that which was given by Paul in the first century when writing to the Thessalonian Christians, and which we give below. Paul's is not the only painting of popery on the page of the Bible. Daniel, centuries before, had foreshadowed the rise of this system in imagery of graphic vividness and dramatic grandeur. A little while after Paul, John, in symbols equally majestic and awful, foretold the advent of the same power. The vision was doubled because the thing was sure. Paul comes in between these two prophecies, two, yet one, as their inspired interpreter. He employs neither figure nor symbol, but in words plain yet solemn, he lifts the veil and lays bare the infernal origin and satanic character of that power, which when he wrote was so near that the Christians to whom he addressed his epistle might almost hear the sound of its approaching footsteps, and see the shadow which it had already begun to project upon the church and the world. We quote the passage, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.